Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Pinterest has launched autoplay video ads worldwide. 27% of internet users in the Middle East and Africa are mobile only. And Marriott is seeing success on Snapchat. Pinterest has launched autoplay promoted video ads worldwide. The image-based platform has been testing the idea of autoplay video ads appearing in user feeds and search results since May this year. Videos can be up to 30 seconds long and will play with the sound off until the user dictates otherwise. The ads are billed per the number of impressions they receive. All advertisers worldwide can now use the new format and can access them through Pinterest Ads Manager, a Pinterest account manager, or Pinterest marketing partners. A survey from Global Web Index has found that 27% of internet users in the Middle East and Africa are mobile only. The study questioned more than 8,300 people between the ages of 16 and 64 and looked at figures from the first quarter of 2017. Nigeria was found to be the leading mobile country in the survey, with 40% of its respondents now mobile only, with South Africa coming bottom of the list with just 10% doing the same. Whilst 71% of people used both mobile and desktop, 1% were still found to be non-mobile. With more than 7 in every 10 users accessing the web through multiple devices, marketers in the region must consider both mobile and desktop. According to a report from WARC, the hotel company Marriott has seen high levels of success on Snapchat as it attempts to communicate with a younger audience. The company's campaign began in March this year with a series of videos named 6 Days, 7 Nights, which presented several influencers' trips to Dubai, New York, Seoul, and Berlin. A spokesperson from Marriott has said that Snapchat provides the ability to communicate with a younger audience that's not familiar with Marriott, our brands, and even our loyalty programs. Since its launch, the 6 Days, 7 Nights campaign has had the highest average view-through of any advertising campaign on the platform. With this success, Marriott has confirmed that it's a campaign which the brand will be continuing. Currently, Snapchat has 166 million daily users, most of whom are included in the younger demographics. The Malaysian video streaming service iFlix has managed to secure $133 million of funding in an attempt to fight Netflix and Amazon Prime in Southeast Asia. The company has said that it's looking to invest in localized content across all the Asia-Pacific markets that it serves. iFlix also faces competition from Hong Kong-based Hook, which is used by 10% of Indonesian mobile users who use video-on-demand services compared to the 7% currently using iFlix. However, when it came to overall use of subscription services, 39% of Filipinos used iFlix compared to the 32% using Hook and 60% using Netflix. In order to combat global companies, iFlix's CEO has said that it will now focus on localized content, with the majority of its top 10 content being regional or local. Meanwhile, Netflix itself has just lost a deal to distribute Disney content beyond 2019 after Disney announced plans to develop its own streaming service. And finally, AudioBurst has launched an audio-based search engine. The search engine is designed to help users find information from audio content such as podcasts and radio programming. The technology for AudioBurst has been in development for 2 years now and in that time has built up a library of audio content. It will add to this library by pulling in content from audio segments from more than 1,000 sources across the web and will match search queries to words spoken in the clips. A spokesperson from AudioBurst has said that it has particular potential in the voice-activated device market. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us and be sure to check out our free catch-up TV service to view our full range of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. I'll see you next time.